The point about the cost-benefit analysis is, of course, I think an interesting one, and I suppose this is something that should be taken into consideration, because that, of course, is how then to go about the future implementation. So, of course, as we are trying to say here, the objective is not just to have the designated network, but that is to be the first action in having then in place the real network. And of course, if the costs and benefits are not considered, then maybe the investment will not be done, so the budget and the funding will not be available to either upgrade or construct the missing links. Obviously, in those 8 steps, we have not clearly specified the aspect of cost benefits. So my question to all of you is, what are your experience today with the cost benefit analysis? What are the costs you are looking at? What are the benefits you are looking at? And what would be your advice as to at which step the cost benefit analysis should be taking place? Should it be something that is done as early as in step 3, where the existing network is already assessed, and where one is looking, let's say, for the low-hanging fruits, that is, what are the various other infrastructure that we discussed pretty much as river valleys, service roads, special roads, and so on and so forth, that is being assessed. So is this where the assessment of costs and benefits could be made, or is the costs and benefits only something that should be done towards the end, when the network is reconsidered after the holding of public consultation, and it's detailed, and in detailing it should be the costing as well as the benefits, and then maybe prioritization for implementation. So would be something that I think would be quite interesting for as a point for conversation. Thank you.